Well, a couple of days after the great Tea Party entente, we had the great Tea Party scandal, suppressed audio coverage of the event. Unfortunately, the story doesn't add up all creditably for most of those concerned. What, of course, happened is that somehow or other, a discreet little recording device in a bag of some kind got left on the coffee table on the during their discussion, sending a coded message to the good people of Epsom, as they nearly called, about voting for John Banks to help National get more seats in power. Now, subsequently, this recording device has been handed in to the New Zealand Herald, who wanted to use the audio because apparently it contains a very exciting version from John Key about what he sees the next government and the next parliament looking like. And John Key has declined to let the government, had tried to pass himself off as a New Herald freelancer. And the newspaper itself reported that this guy just happened to be a freelancer, just happened to have this recording device on the table and then handed it in to the Herald. So obviously he's auditioning for some sort of media role, and we don't know who he is because the paper won't name him. But, I mean, the other question I have is, why would you just happen to have a piece of equipment recording, equipment active on the table when presumably he, before John Banks and John Key came in, was happy himself, because his story is he accidentally was doing with it, recording himself having a cup of tea. I really am having a special difficult versions of this. But in my experience with John Banks, John Key wouldn't have got much of a word in. And the even sillier thing is that probably if one of the Herald reporters tried to rap to John Key and said, "So what do you reckon the new government's going to look like, John?" he'd probably tell you, because he's as loose as a goose, and to his mind is spare, he will sound off and has really no self-governing rod for what he says to people much of the time. So it's probably not all that difficult to get in other ways. If there's any extra stuff on the table, it's probably best to hand it into the counter. That's the other thing I do wonder. After the infamous front bums interview that John Tamahere did with Ian Wishart a few years ago, in which he claimed not to notice that there was a tape recorder going under his nose, I think politicians need to be perhaps a little bit more careful.